Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. And Kendall, what is the definition of trust?
I don't know.
Two gay cannibals giving each other a blowjob.
Whoa! That was a good one, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, gay cannibals. Can it get any worse? Imagine them coming out to their parents as gay cannibals.
I'm gay and I eat people.
They'd say, but please. Oh, don't be gay. That's what would happen.
They were like, well, I can understand eating people, but don't be gay, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Get ready for a heap and help and a sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America.
From the Florida Keys to Hawaii that floats in Pacific breeze, from the southerly heat to the northern Alaskan air, from the easterly plains to the westerly mountains and redwood trees. If you're good and work hard, you can find your millionaire. Believe me, it's a beautiful life here in beautiful America. It's a way of living life that sure feels good to me. I tell you, it's a beautiful life here in beautiful America. This land where every man and woman's free.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Happy birthday, America!
Kendall, during that opening, I had a thought. Sort of like when you think about a word too much and you start to think, is this really a word?
Yeah.
You know how if you say a word, like, I don't know, anything. Word.
Like that certain Mexican dish?
Yeah, anything like that. If you say it over, you're like, I'm not sure that this is even really a thing anymore. Isn't it weird that we are like, oh, America, we live in this one place, and oh my God. Isn't that just sort of weird?
Oh, Clay, that's so weird.
Speaking of weird news, we are celebrating America's birth. Kendall, how much do you love America? How much do you love it? What is your favorite thing about living in America? What is your favorite thing about the flag? What's your favorite 4th of July memory?
Oh my God, I can't remember all these questions.
No, okay, those are just some talking points for today's show.
Let's break it down. My favorite thing about America, Cliff.
Now,
I was listening a while back to a This American Life, and they were talking about how people that are refugees that come to America, they don't, like, they are really surprised that people like kiss in public and that they kiss their dog or...
I happened to have listened to that one too a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. And they were talking about how that people would tell them, they would call them and say, oh my God, there are people here that are so fat.
Yeah.
And they would say, no, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And then they came here and they saw me and you. And they realized that it was true. There are people that are that fat. So I think it's just a privilege to be able to live in a country that we have the freedom to eat what we want.
Yeah.
And start a podcast and talk about the Pope.
Oh,
and nobody has shut us down, Cliff. Nobody has shut us down.
Nobody. Ain't nobody gonna keep us.
Ain't nobody gonna stop this train.
What we're gonna do, we're just speaking truths. We're just dropping truth bombs. Every week on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. This week, the truth is, it's the 4th of July. It is Independence Day in America.
Ba, 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 ba.
It's
take
a
that,
grand
teabaggers.
Old flag. I will not be taxed by a Muslim president.
Don't you hate the teabaggers? I'm sorry.
It depends on what you mean when you say teabagger.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
What?
The Republicans that started this teabagger nation.
They are awful. They are racist. They are middle class old white people who have nothing better to do than bitch about having to pay a little extra taxes to help the poor. Because, you know, the last thing Christ would have wanted us to do is help the poor.
Exactly.
They can help their own fucking selves, Kendall.
Now, Cliff, I have $500 usually in a normal check taken out for taxes. And I think, well, but you know, it goes to help poor people. It helps fund America and schools.
It does.
And I have no problem with that.
I don't know if our listeners realized you were Donald Trump. I usually, I really think I have a check stub here on the desk here. Let me see. This week, I had...
What did Mr. Snodbottom pay you this week?
Mr. Snodbottom took out... $31.
I know.
For taxes.
But I just want people to understand. I just want people to understand that, you know, I think the most Christian thing anybody could do is to spend a little extra on their taxes to help other people. You know, I mean...
Well said.
Thank you. And back to America. Said. Fireworks and all. Cliff.
And
so, Cliff, what's your favorite memory about the 4th of July?
We've gone from podcasting to meddling.
We did go to meddling.
We were meddling. What did you ask me?
I said, what's your favorite memory about the 4th of July?
My one and only memory of the 4th of July, other than eating mass quantities of anything, which I will do for any occasion.
I love eating mass quantities of food.
Now, here. Cue the crickets chirping and the sentimental music. When I think of 4th of July as a child, I think of how wonderful it was to go to be outside in the horrible, horrible heat and walk back into that blessedly air-conditioned house.
That there's something magical about being a child. There really
and
is.
Maybe everybody else was still outside and I was alone in that air-conditioned house, in the air-conditioned kitchen with that big old table full of food, and I would just eat it because that's how fat I was and am as a child and an adult. But other than that, Kendall, I have one 4th of July memory. My parents had a 4th of July get-together, one 4th of July. It's the 4th of July, everybody.
A cookout?
Yeah, they had a cookout. And I think for some reason I had just realized that Irene Ryan, who played Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies, was dead.
Oh, yeah?
And so I put up this sign outside that our 4th of July party was dedicated to Irene Ryan.
Oh, how sweet of you.
And she'd been dead for like 40 years. I don't know. But it affected me when I learned that. And I happened to learn it on the 4th of July. So, but anyway, Kendall, that's my... What about you? What about your blessed cricket-filled childhood memories?
Well, I remember tying June bugs to a string. That was back in the days before PETA. But, I'm sure I've said this on the show before, but as a kid, I used to build firework machines. And
you did. I still have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they were just like PVC pipe that I would stick together and boxes and stuff.
So
where they had all these different.
You would stick fireworks into some pipes and called it a machine.
Well, it had wheels. You could roll it around and had all these different like points that you could put bottle rockets in to shoot out. You know, because I mean that just showed the creativity that I had as a child and the engineering responsibility that I had. To move forward into the film industry.
I was too paranoid.
You were too... That's a different show. Oh, my God.
That was some fireworks. That was a patriot setting off fireworks, Kendall.
Oh, those patriots. They're always setting off fireworks.
That's the most patriotic thing you can do, everybody. Blow some shit up.
But no, I truly loved 4th of July, and there was nothing more exciting than getting your yearly allotment of fireworks in a big brown paper bag you had to drive out into the country to get because they're illegal in Davidson County. So we used to have to drive out to the middle of nowhere to get them. And it was just so exciting because you couldn't wait to shoot them off. And so you'd shoot bottle rockets for like a week before. And then that night, you just couldn't wait for it to get dark. Like I remember shooting the ones that only look pretty at night, like at 6 o'clock and it still wouldn't be dark yet. And they were like, you need to wait. And I was like, oh, I can't wait. I want to shoot them off, you know.
Oh, what a charming tale.
That was a charming tale. If you want to hear a non-charming tale, Uh-huh. The day after 4th of July one year, I felt like there were more fireworks that I forgot to set off. So I was walking through the yard looking for unset off fireworks, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I found a bottle rocket and I picked it up. And you know that the little fuse they get, the little lighter stick that you could get with the fireworks that you just like light up, and it's basically like incense candle. It looks like that.
Okay.
Well, I stuck it down into one of the bottle rockets to see if maybe it hadn't exploded yet. And it hadn't, and it exploded in my hand and burnt the shit out of my hand. And so I'll never forget that, because I had to go, like, and I laid my hand on the air conditioner to cool it off.
Oh, Kendall, this episode is a tribute to air conditioning.
It is. I love air conditioning. Brought to you by Vance
Refrigeration.
Yeah.
That's what we need, Kendall. We need a walk-in refrigerator because we are so fat, and that's no joke.
Oh, that is no joke, Cliff. But these are.
Oh, no.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
It's time for some patriotic bad jokes.
Oh, I dedicate these jokes to the troops.
The troops. Dedicate them to the troops. Well, they might not want them dedicated to them.
They may not.
Them.
I don't want to besmirch the troops by dedicating these jokes to the troops, but maybe just this one, Kendall. Late one night, a burglar broke into a house. He just thought it was empty, Kendall. You cannot blame him.
You can't blame him. Why? He would, of course, break into an empty house to steal nothing.
Yeah, his social worker would say, I bet that he needs help. And so, God bless the social workers
God
of America.
Bless God
he
bless
tiptoed him. This burglar, where that was a joke, everybody. That was reference to an old joke. We love social workers.
We do.
He tiptoed through the living room, but suddenly he froze in his tracks when he heard a loud voice say, Jesus is watching you!
Oh
no. Silence returned to the house. So the burglar, he crept forward again. Jesus is watching you!
No.
The voice boomed again. The burglar stopped dead in his tracks, Kendall. He was frightened. Frantically, he looked all around the room. In a dark corner, he spotted a bird cage.
Oh.
And in that cage, Kendall, it was a parrot. And he asked the parrot, because he thought parrots knew how to answer questions. He said, was that you who said Jesus is watching me? And this parrot did know how to answer questions, Kendall. He said, yes. And the burglar breathed a sigh of relief. And whew, that's what it sounded like. Then he asked the parrot, well, what's your name? Clarence. He was named after the ghost in It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Or the angel, excuse me. And so that's, but Clarence the bird, man, I can't believe this joke on the 4th of July, no less.
I can't either.
This is a dumb name for a parrot, said the burglar. He sneered it. And what idiot named you Clarence? And the parrot, he said, the same idiot who named the Rottweiler Jesus.
Remember, listeners, Jesus is watching.
Why? I always feel like Jesus is watching me.
Two guys are in a strip joint, okay?
No. Jesus is watching them, Kendall. Don't they know it?
Well, they can't help it. But one of them is sitting in front of the other. And this woman, she comes on stage and she starts stripping, Cliff.
Whoa.
And the guy in the back, Paul, he says, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then the first guy turns around and says, hey, Paul, shut up. And then two women, they come out and start stripping. And Paul, once again, he starts, yeah, baby. Yeah. And then once again, the guy in the front, he turns around and tells Paul to shut up. So then three women come out on the stage, Cliff, and they start stripping. And Paul, he is silent. And the guy in the front, he says, hey, Paul, where's all your excitement now? And Paul says, all over your back.
Oh!
Cliff, he jizzed on that guy's back. He was so excited of those three girls. He jizzed all over his friend's back.
Oh, Kendall, let me take you to a simpler time than that joke. Kendall, this was the 4th of July, and two little kids are sadly missing all the fireworks because they're in a hospital.
I feel so sad for those kids.
No doubt from a fireworks-related accident, and they're lying on stretchers next to each other outside the operating room. And the first kid, he leans over and asks, What are you in for? What are you in for? And the second kid, he says, I'm in here to get my tonsils out, and I'm a little nervous. That's what he sounded like. And the first kid, he says, you got nothing to talk about. Oh, excuse me. internet. He said,
are these kids from New Jersey?
This one is. He says, you got nothing to worry about. Are you following these jokes, listeners at home?
Barely.
You got nothing to worry about. I had that done. I had my tonsils out when I was 4. They put you to sleep, and when you wake up, they give you lots of Jell-O and ice cream. It's a breeze. And the second kid asks, what are you in here for? And the first kid says, a circumcision.
Ooh.
And the second kid, he says, oh, Kendall. Whoa, good luck, buddy. I had that done when I was born. I couldn't walk for a year. He could not walk for a year, Kendall, after his circumcision.
I couldn't either. But Cliff, I'm thinking about getting my tonsils removed if they give me lots of Jell-O and ice cream.
Oh, I'll give you anything you want if you give me a lot of ice cream.
Now, Cliff, oh, a boy and his date were parked on a back road some distance from town.
Oh,
doing, and they're doing what boys and girls do on back roads some distance from town. When the girl,
I have no idea what that could be.
Well, you'll just have to pray on it, Cliff.
I'm a prayer.
The girl stopped the boy, and she said, I really should have mentioned this earlier, but I'm actually a hooker, and I charge $20 for sex.
Oh, no.
And the boy, well, you know, he was already into it, and he paid her, and they did the deed, if you know what I mean. And I don't mean wax in the car.
And so, you don't mean signed a deed on a house.
No, no, they did something far different. So now after a cigarette, which always accompanies sex, the boy just sat in the driver's seat looking out the window, and the girl says, why aren't we going anywhere? And he says, well, I should have mentioned this before, but I'm actually a taxi driver, and the fare back to town is $25.
Oh, that reminds me.
What an industrious young guy.
Of a cab driver I once had. He said, lots of this tonight.
I remember that story. I remember
Kendall. Kendall, this reminded me of you. There was a wife and a husband.
Oh, no.
And, Kendall, they bought condoms with different flavors.
No. Cherry.
That's
disgusting.
One of them says to the other, darling, I will turn off the light, put one on, and you guess the flavor.
Oh.
And as soon as he turns off the light, Kendall, she takes it in her mouth. And she probably did that later. Oh, and she said,
too much air buildup.
Have you had that? First,
let's not talk about that.
Kendall, just in life. Kendall, these jokes have spiraled out of control.
They have.
We're going to rein them back in. We're going to rein them back in.
Rain
as
it.
Soon as he turns off the light, she takes it in her mouth and she says, Gorgonzola. And he says, wait, it's not on yet.
Oh, Gorgonzola. What a disgusting cheese.
Kendall, speaking of parts, what do a clitoris, an anniversary, and a toilet have in common?
Oh, God. I'm afraid to ask you.
Kendall, men always miss them. What do women and milk cartons have in common?
I don't know.
Oh, Kendall, you got to open the flaps to get to the good stuff.
Ooh.
Oh, and Kendall, this is a sweet, adorable joke. You're going to love it. Why do bunnies have soft sex?
I don't know, Cliff.
They have cotton balls. Isn't that
Cliff,
adorable?
Why is a man's pee yellow and his sperm is white?
I can't imagine.
That is so he can tell if he's coming or going.
Oh!
Cliff, how do you get a film school graduate off your doorstep?
Let me think how people have done it to us. I don't know.
You pay him for the pizza.
Oh.
And Cliff, finally, what do you call two fat men in a swimming pool?
Cliff and Kendall
you
on water.
You are correct, Cliff. And that's all the time we have for bad jokes. Cliff, I've got to take a break because I'm so fat, I'm bobbing up and down in the pool.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's so hot this 4th of July. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
4th of July? I'm going to some air conditioning.
We'll turn the air conditioning on and we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Kendall, I know you're going to be upset, 'cause I always eat the fiber bars. But you should know right now that I'm really sorry. But the fiber bars, they taste so good. They help you poop like you know you should. And but I cannot repent for something so tasty. The fiber bars, they taste so good. They help my body move like it should. And you should know right now, that's important to me. Please, Kendall, don't preach. I need 501. Kendall, don't preach. They help me have fun. And you should know that I love my fiber. Ooh, I love my fiber. Ooh.
Yes, Fiber One bars. They may not make you normal, but they sure will keep you regular.
Ooh.
And now welcome back to our show.
I heard a song the other day, said the brand new Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. Well, Chevrolets are mighty fine, and I'm more than satisfied with mine, but the heartbeat of America is freedom. Oh, freedom is the heartbeat. Freedom is the heartbeat. Freedom is the heartbeat. America. In New York Harbor, standing tall, the one who really says it all holds a flame that's gonna burn forever. Through the darkest stormy night, that fire just keeps on burning bright, and the whole world knows it stands for freedom. Oh, freedom is a heartbeat. Freedom is a heartbeat. Freedom is a heartbeat of America.
Oh, all right, Cliff, we are back from our break.
Can you believe I'm this fat on the 4th of July?
Cliff, you could insert anything into that statement. Can you believe I'm this fat on Halloween? Can you believe I'm this fat on Christmas?
On May 6th, I'm this fat. I don't know why. Although, you know, I have to say, we are...
Why would God allow us to be this fat?
We epitomize America.
We do.
We,
Texas,
we,
at least.
We exercise our free speech constantly. We say things that we really don't know what we're talking about a lot. We are incredibly annoying to most of the world. And we are morbidly... Kendall. Oh my goodness. And that, you know, some people might think that's stupid, but I don't.
I don't think that's stupid, but you know what I think is stupid? It's time for Kendall's stupid question! You gotta be careful when you say stupid, because that means it's time for me to start some stupid questions.
Help us!
Heaven help
us. Good Lord above!
Cliff, what movie made you laugh until you cried?
Laugh until I cry.
The aliens have landed.
I'll just say this one because it's the first that popped into my mind. The other day, I was in the perfect frame of mind for this movie, and I watched Pineapple Express.
Oh yeah.
And it was just, I love it. I think that was so funny.
Well, when you're in that frame of mind, any movie will make you laugh till you cry.
And you know what frame of mind that meant? That is. The Cliff and Kendall frame of mind, where you are just loving life, you're just enjoying it, you're
loving
just ready.
Life and have the munchies. Cliff, what indulgence.
Kendall, we have never, from our birth, from the time that we slid out of that old vajayjay until the time they put us in the ground, we have had a terminal case of the munchies, have we not?
We have. I have the munchies right now. What can I eat?
I do too.
But I'm going to hold off to finish the show. Cliff, what one indulgence would you enjoy if there were no consequences? And I think I already know the answer to this.
What do you think is the answer?
Lots and lots of food.
I would have a lifetime supply of Dairy Queen Blizzards shipped to
Blizzards.
My house.
Yeah. Well, I would be more or less specific if there was like a genie and he pops up and he says, what thing would you want to be not like, you know, no consequences. I would say food.
Food.
All right, Cliff, what have you learned this week?
This week,
how fat you are?
How fat I am. I learned that a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, something about how great America is.
No, you didn't. Be honest.
I don't know. I can't think of it. I'm sure I've learned a lot of things. I can't think, though. I'm sorry. What have you learned this week? Let me pass that one on to you.
What have I learned this week? I've learned to not mix business with pleasure. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I've learned to stop eating so much after 9 o'clock because it makes me enormous.
Oh, okay. No, I learned that in the late 90s, but
well,
unfortunately, nobody told me.
Now, Cliff, what do you most often forget? Now, whoa! I don't think you forget that at all because you say it every week.
No, Kendall, what do I most often
Editor's note, I most often forget my reusable cloth grocery shopping bags. We now return to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, already in progress.
I always forget the night before.
What? I know what you mean now.
Okay. Oh, I always forget what happened the night before.
I forget sometimes, too, when I'm in that Cliff and Kendall frame of mind like I was the other day. I'm like, what did I do? Did I do that yesterday? I'm not sure.
That Cliff and Kendall frame of mind. And that's all the time we have for Stupid Questions.
Whoa, Kendall. God bless you and I in America. But I really think that, don't you really think, though, that the Cliff and Kendall frame of mind is it's loving life, it's finding humor in everything, it's just enjoying the moment for what it is, it's
finding
celebrating.
Humor, finding Jesus.
Yeah, find Jesus in everything.
Oh, Cliff.
No, not that.
Speaking of finding Jesus, it's time for us to help some people, and I know that's your favorite part of the job.
Kendall, this is my favorite part of the job, and I wanted to say this week we are operating from the principle, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
And that's what we're doing.
This is my favorite part of the job, helping people.
All right, well, you've got questions, and we have answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall, Cliff, it is time to help some people. Why don't you go ahead and start us out?
All right, Kendall, let me open this letter here.
Okay.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a little scared. Like most of your listeners, I'm still a virgin. But when I masturbate, I ejaculate fast, at about a minute or less. I don't know if I have premature ejaculation. I masturbate about twice a week. What should I do if I have it? Thank you. That sign... Early in Edinburgh.
That's a weird person name.
I know, right? Only in Edinburgh, Kendall. Only in Edinburgh.
And you're going to ask me what I think, aren't you?
Yeah, what do you think about that, Kendall?
Well, you know, did he say how old this person was?
He didn't mention.
You know, I think that, you know, if you're a virgin, you're still kind of learning the ropes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't think that he should be ashamed at all if he gets to the party early, if you know what I mean. I think that maybe a little bit more practice would make perfect. Maybe twice a week is not enough. Maybe he should work a little harder on holding it. You know, if he's really worried about it, you know that drinking always makes it go a little slower. So maybe if he is in the situation where he's with someone for the first time, maybe have a couple drinks and it'll last a little longer.
I think that's great. I want everybody to write down in their diaries, this is the week where Kendall encouraged our listeners to masturbate more. And Kendall, what is your question?
I didn't say that. I didn't specially say that. Now, let me open up my letter here.
All right.
I have been with my girlfriend for the better part of 2 years. I was without a girlfriend for quite some time. But she appeared into my life and ended the drought, thankfully. When I first met her, she was overweight. But anything too bad. I could live with it. The problem is that her weight has been going up ever since we became a couple. I mean, a lot. It has gotten to the point where she would definitely be considered obese. She continually has to get larger clothes. Already the size she bought late last year are looking tight. Honestly, she's less attractive to me, to the point where I am turned off of sex. I am pretty slim and a tall guy. We don't even look right together anymore. Is it sad? Her personality is all right, but this has become a major issue. Would I be an asshole by bringing the issue up with her, telling her how I feel? I am really beginning to second guess this relationship. Cliff, what do you think about this?
I think that this guy should fuck off. And it's not her fault that he doesn't know how good blizzards taste.
Exactly. Well, I'm with you, Cliff. You know, being a person that gained weight after they got into a relationship, thank God Susan stuck with me.
I don't know what her problem is.
I don't either. But, you know, it's really, when you meet somebody and when you become attached to somebody, it's not about, I mean, you know, it may start as a physical attraction, but it's more about the person that you love and that you know, and you become acquainted with them, and that person is still inside of her, no matter how big she gets, you know.
And the one thing you might could do, maybe you could say, oh, I've got an idea, let's go.
Let's work out together.
Let's go hike or ride bikes or something like that. Oh, let's eat this healthy salad that I made for us for dinner. That'd be the only thing that I think you could do. Otherwise, I think you should eat a blizzard.
Yeah, now if it was two skinny co-hosts doing this show, they might say something different. But coming from experience, we know what it's like to be in normal.
Coming from two morbidly obese people, you know whose side we're automatically going to take.
Yeah. Now, Cliff, we've helped so many people this week.
Oh, God bless America.
God bless our show. God bless our show.
The Cliff and Kendall frame of mind. God bless.
Oh, God bless it. God bless it.
That's sad. It's sad that America is run by a Muslim president.
And this too is sad, Cliff. It's the sad music. I bet the Muslim president wrote this himself to make people sad.
Just to hold down the Christian right.
In case you can't read how sarcastic we're being, we love our president. But
we love old Obama.
If anybody are teabaggers, they should go to our site and find out why not to be teabaggers by going to cliffhandle.com, cliffhandle.blogspot.com. You can become friends of ours on facebook.com/cliffhandle. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cliffhandle. You can email us at cliffhandle@yahoo.com and tell us how right or wrong you think we are. And we'll tell you how right we are. And you can call us at 818-3084-FAT. That's 4328. And you can leave a message. We'll play on the show. Or you can search for us on iTunes by searching Cliff and Kendall. Our show and our Kathy Griffin podcast will come up. You'll find us. We're there.
That's right. We're there, everybody. Like America, we will always...
We'll always be there.
And Kendall, do you have a quote about America?
I do, Cliff. My quote is called this. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And that was Thomas Jefferson.
The blood of patriots. Kendall, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves.
Which we're close to doing.
We are. That was said by old Honest Abe himself.
Oh, Mr. Lincoln. God bless him, Cliff.
God bless him. God bless you. God bless our listeners, and God bless
America.
America on this blessed July 4th.
Take us home, Cliff. Oh, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, take me home, America. We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. Yeah, freedom.
bless.
Oh, God bless it. God bless it.